The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
And a good afternoon it is, actually. The market's up 61 points today, 5,779. And, you know, we spoke about yesterday about the seesaw where the market was up 20, down 20 and finished up a little bit more today. The seesaw was very all at one end all the time. So we finished up 61, doing quite nicely, basically cancelling out all the losses from yesterday and some more. So we're up about three of the last 4 days. You've been back this week. It's been
very
up.
Good. I must be the omen now. Good result for Northern Star.
Oh, look, a fantastic result. I mean, I'm trying to think of superlatives running through my mind just then. But, look, it was a record quarter of production for them. What I really liked about it, though, is sure, there's good production coming through and you've got some grade lifts up in a couple of their operations, but they've got to remember they actually have one less mine than they did last year because they've sold off Plutonic Mine. But record production, but the cash is just phenomenal. I mean, I keep saying this about, you know, the gold price being $1,600. Good gold producers produce gold at less than $1,000 an ounce, which they're doing. I think their number was like $938. So their cash went up by $54 million. It's $447 million. I mean, it's just that's
huge,
probably
number.
Twice the size of what Northern Star was 2 or 3 years ago. So you've got to hand it to management. They're the star, I think, in the gold sector here in Western Australia. They're doing phenomenal things with their operations, and they've really got them humming, and I think there's more to come. I think it'll be a standout in the next couple of weeks as well.
All right,
leading
we'll
into diggers
to...
and dealers, something up their sleeve, but we'll follow that one. It's the Commonwealth Bank of the gold sector, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so, big statement
indeed. The better one out there. Yeah, big statement indeed. Yeah, so that was good to see. And some of the other gold shares are up today. Something's cooking in the gold price, I reckon. Whenever the gold price moves and the gold price itself is... I'm getting all tongue-twisted. I'm so excited. the gold price is steady, then the stocks are moving. It's always a sign that there's a rise in the gold price around the corner. And we saw that today. We saw a little bit yesterday with some of the gold shares being better, and it carried on with it today. So Saracen were up today. They had some good drill results, mind you, up $4.17. But just interest starting to filter through the resource stocks at a time when the Aussie dollar's been going up, which is usually antithesis of what you'd normally expect. So it's a good sign. I'm looking forward to tomorrow as a result of that. Why the market was up today, you probably blame Janet Yellen from the Federal Reserve in the US. Apparently she's dovish, and always liked that terminology to describe her.
Dovish.
But she's dovish, so she's saying interest rates will gradually go up, which is what we're like, actually, a bit of certainty in the stock market and something when it's uncertain, we have our most volatile times. So it's got everyone excited today for that reason. And the strength was across the board. Almost everything was up about 1% today.
That's very
including
good.
All the banks. Yeah, they were all up nicely. We won't go into them just to say that they're up. Incitec Pivot was up. Some revaluations, fertiliser stocks there. And the defensives, remember them from yesterday?
Yes. Yes.
Well, they're the aggressives today because they're up 3%. They've gone above the marketplace. CSL up $3.66 to $132.76. And Cochlear...
And they're building a new facility in China.
They are, a $50 million facility in China. So that's obviously could be a potential massive market for them. They went up $3.56 today.
A lot of people are losing their hearing.
That's right, $153.50. One day we're going to find a $100 share to own, I think. I don't know when it'll be, but I'm looking forward to it. And as I said, most of the stocks were up 1% or so. Wesfarmers probably was a good sign there, up $1.02 to $41.35. There's a lot of people that own that stock. Treasury Wine Estates, the owners of Penfolds, up 55. That was a highlight as well, I think. Dulux, trust them, sure can, up $31 to $7.01. So they're doing well. Regis also up $14 to $3.91. Another gold producer doing well today.
So certainly right across the board.
Right across the boards, and even nickel stocks, and that shows how good the market is when they can go up 7 cents. Western Area is my favourite, to $2.20 today, so that put a spring in my step. So
you
all
always
in all,
have a spring
day.
In your step, Kevin. You're always very optimistic, but when there's a good day, you can really tell.
Oh, yes, exactly. I do like good days. The Aussie dollar, it's strong. It's over 77 now, so it keeps firming up. If you're buying euros, they're down below $1.49, $1.48.5. If you're buying sterling below $1.68 at $167.5 as well. So normally that's a bad thing, but I think it just shows the confidence in the Australian economy. So look forward to chatting about it tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope we can finish the week on a high. Thank you, Kevin Johnson.
Thank you.